This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and today it is SummerSlam, the hottest event of the summer. And you know Paul, he's back. But we have ourselves a new guy. Eli, introduce yourself.
I'm Eli Myers. I'm here from here in Winona and been a wrestling fan since 97.
Since 97. And, you know, the weird thing about Eli is you don't even have a throwback jersey on. You have a John Cena shirt on.
I do have a John Cena shirt
on. It's really weird that you're not wearing a throwback jersey today. But I understand because it's wrestling.
Exactly.
And I didn't wear anything. I'm going to be the neutral aspect here.
Oh. Surprise, surprise.
And you got your CM Punk shirt back on.
Oh, heck yes.
Unfortunately. And and you guys have asked to have the Beach Bums. So that's just a combo of Kona and Mango Kart. I got some big-ass cylinders for us.
Let's go.
Question for you guys. Is it a half and half or what is it?
To be honest, I mean, if you ordered it at like a bar, they're going to give it to you half and half, but it just depends on your preference. I did a little research. The reason it started was because people were having a little bit of trouble stomaching the whole mango cart because they thought it was too sweet. So someone decided, why don't I cut the sweetness with another? Because technically, a lot of people don't realize Kona actually is brewed with mango, but it's very not mango forward.
Okay.
So it was just the flavors meshed well together. It cut the sweetness of the mango cart, and So
I'm going to be the guy that's going to do more Kona than mango because I don't even like mango cart. But I know I'm one of the few, the proud, the non-mango carty.
I'm not a big mango cart straight. So, like, I mean, if someone hands it to me, I mean, I'll drink
it. You know what? I'm going to do it this way so we
as for everyone else, no, I'm pretty neutral. I like both.
There you go. He might just have one in each hand and just do it separately.
But if not, we have the cylinders.
I mean, double fisting's fine, right?
On this podcast, anything goes. So, boys, take your two beers. I got my one. Paul, I'll hand out the Oconas. Eli?
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, the fun thing, Eli, you and me, we graduated together, right? We're in the same class, 06?
Actually, I was 08.
You're 08?
I was.
Gosh, I feel like I've known you for a very long time.
It's okay. Math is hard.
Who knows? When you get this age, you don't even care when you graduated. All right. So,
at the same time, we were on the same football team.
That's true. We were. But I feel like I've just, well, maybe it's because now we're all, you know, watching wrestling together. We have Paul's big old shindig here. We watched the Royal Rumble because right around your birthday.
Yeah.
And then we watched the WrestleMania here. However, the other ones we don't. And unfortunately, guys, I am not available on the SummerSlam weekend. I got friends from Michigan coming up,
so I'll be busy. Okay, I'm not either. Friends.
Our cruise friends, yeah, they've been on the podcast too. Actually, my first podcast, the two podcasts that were taken internationally. Was one of them was with the guy that was that's friends with me, Enyo. I took it on the cruise ship, so we were in international waters when we recorded. And then with his girlfriend, she's from Michigan, and I took the podcast to Michigan. So I've actually gone international waters, and I've also
crossed state lines.
Cross state lines.
Look at that.
And I'm gonna add my mango shards.
There's a ZZ Top song, something about being nationwide.
There is, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. Have your sound guy edit it in really? No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, he's looking at the hub right now. Okay, so I don't even know how much I should have, but damn, this looks really good.
It's foaming, though, quite a bit, it's but foaming. That's okay.
I mean, that's a whole lot of head right there.
Hey, we're talking
And what
about.
Guy doesn't like a little head? Al Snow. He loved head.
Head!
See, you can always make it related
to
wrestling.
What do we need? Mm-hmm. All right.
More head.
Well, okay, so this weekend is SummerSlam. It's one of the four big pay-per-views, and the other one is Survivor Series, right?
Yes.
Still is, right?
War Games.
Oh, War Games.
Yes.
Still Survivor Series.
So wait.
Yes, it, War Games.
That is.
It's now Survivor Series, colon, War Games.
Colon blowing. Okay. So, this is how we roll here.
I thought when he had a kid, he might mature a little bit. But
no, not one fucking bit. We're still watching dudes in underwear wrestle each other.
That is true.
So we have not grown up. And that's okay, because guess what? We don't have to grow up. We're going to watch wrestling.
Yes, we are.
We're all kids at heart.
Exactly.
All
right.
So at time of recording, because we always have to say that.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Paul, do you want to plug your podcast?
Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah. So we're going to be doing this as well on the Still Real to Me podcast, where I like to do a little rundown of what's going on WWE television. You can catch that at the Leighton Media Podcast Network. Head to WinonaRadio.com and easily find that. But yeah, we're going to be back to do one final check, make sure nothing's changed right before SummerSlam. And Eli, do you have a podcast too, or don't you have a YouTube or group that you...
Okay, so I used to be on one.
Okay, all right.
So I came across a few podcasts when about 2020 and started on Facebook and just rummaging around, and there was a kind of like a wrestling trivia show, and it was called 2020 Wrestling. So 20 questions right off the bat. Various wrestling related questions, a little mini game in the middle, and then another 20. And I went up against people from, let's see, West Virginia.
Okay.
The hosts were from Australia.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah. So it was 7 o'clock here in the morning. So I had to prep by like 6:30.
Welcome to my world.
Exactly. And it was midnight there.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Eli, you're the only guy that I know that carries around a notebook and takes notes on the matches as they're happening, because during WrestleMania, you know, you always bring your little trivia sheet. We bet money on it.
Yep.
And he's already keeping track of the answers for us. So
the reason why I do this is WWE brings out a video game every year. We're all gamers.
Yeah.
So WWE 2K has this universe mode.
Oh.
So you can make up your own shows like Raw, SmackDown, NXT, pay-per-views. So what I do, I try to keep it more up to date as time goes by.
Sure.
And then when the game comes out, that's when I go back and start playing the matches on the game.
Okay.
They actually just brought out a DLC today with Penta.
Oh, sweet.
Bo Nakano. Yeah.
There's a throwback.
Yeah.
What? Bo Nakano.
Bo Nakano? Yeah. You don't remember Bo Nakano? She was a really big Japanese, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah, yes. just beast of a, like, before China was like the beast of women in wrestling, but she was really good too. She just got put in the Hall of Fame.
She did.
Yep.
Now, Eli, I got one question before we get into this.
Shoot.
You have to have a ton of wrestling knowledge since you were on a trivia game show. What is there something, a really obscure thing that you know about wrestling that no one would know off the top? And you can come back and answer that after we talk. I feel like, because I had a buddy when I was wrestling, he would know how many people were in attendance at a certain pay-per-view. I'm like, who knows that?
Right.
That's weird. The only one I ever remember is like the Dallas one. It was like 101,000 people supposedly were there. Yep. And then the Silverdome was like 93,000 back in 87.
Superdome, Silverdome, you know. When Hulk Hogan screwed that up. Anyway, sorry.
WrestleMania Pontiac 30, Silverdome. If someone wants to go back and rewatch
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Superdome.
Hogan did, they're like, everyone here at the Superdome, and they're all like, whoa, and he's like, oh, whoops.
JK. JK. So you got to think about the most obscure wrestling fact that you know that none of us, even maybe stump Paul on this. Oh. You think about that. But let's get into this because we have – there's no way we're starting with the first thing, are we?
We're going from the bottom up.
Okay, yep. Good. I was going to say, how
so
can we do that?
Once again, at time of recording, there are 10 officially announced matches for SummerSlam.
And we are recording July 23rd right now. And yes. The show is on the 3rd and the 4th?
Yes. So
second and 3rd.
Second and 3rd, yes.
Second and 3rd. So we're about 10 days away.
So there's still a SmackDown, a Raw, and a SmackDown that stuff could change or something could happen. But like I said, we've got 10 matches predict. And we're going to start at the bottom of the one that was – this was literally just announced today, correct? Wasn't it the new tag match?
Oh, I mean, for Roman and Jey Uso?
We were all assuming it was going to happen, but I thought I saw the official announcement was today.
I think the official was today, but Roman went on, I think it was Twitter yesterday or Instagram or one of those.
All right. But I'm actually really looking forward to this match, actually. Roman Reigns and his cousin Jey Uso taking on Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed with Paul Heyman.
Now, is this Roman's first time back in a long time?
Or? In a while. Since the Monday after Mania, this will be his first match.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds about right. I mean, he is on that Brock Lesnar type schedule where he shows up 4 or 5 times.
Sure.
And only wrestles twice.
And I got Roman and Jey winning because I just don't think Roman Reigns loses. And isn't Jey Uso on a pretty skyrocketed, no? Or is that Jimmy?
Not as much anymore.
Not as much.
No, he kind of got dethroned and the wind taken out of his sails by Gunther. So,
well, if this is in order, which it may not be.
No, I don't believe it is.
Okay, so. Well, if it is, they win because you got to start on a high note.
See, I actually think that Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed are going to win, and I think Jey is taking the pin.
Ooh.
So I don't think Roman, although he's losing, he's not eating the loss by getting pinned.
He can't because he can't afford that because he's on the Brock Lesnar schedule.
Yep. So I don't know. I think right now it's more important to be building Bron and Bronson, especially with everything going on with Seth right now.
But Paul Heyman's going to turn back over to Roman Reigns?
Nope. Too soon.
Too soon.
I think it's too soon.
What do you got, Eli?
Okay, so Paul and I are on the same mind wave on this. I also have Breakker and Reed winning, but I have Breakker pinning Roman.
Ooh.
Just because
that would make him look strong.
Yep.
Yep. And Breakker is a Steiner, after all. His uncle is Scott. His dad is Rick.
Sure.
And also Roman's taking time off again. As he is filming Street Fighter as Akuma.
Oh, good for him.
That's like actually pretty cool. I thought I saw like Cody Rhodes is possibly filming too.
Yep.
Oh, he is too? Okay.
Yeah. Apparently he's in the movie as well. But
that's okay. I didn't know.
Guile.
I see all these things. I'm like, I don't know if this is actually a movie that's happening or not.
Now, with all the AI, it's like everyone's making like these fake posters, and it's like you don't even know what to believe anymore. Like when you sent me the shot of Roman as Akuma, I just thought it was an AI thing, and I was like, ha, 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 ha. But then you're like, oh, no, it's actually happening. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
there's so many reports. So it's like, they're doing casting, and Roman was.
And I saw Home Improvement was coming back. But it's not. It's just AI.
I saw that too.
I would love that. Sorry, we're off.
There's a podcast. We'll just reminisce about old TV shows that we wish would come back.
Oh my gosh, we could. All right, what do we got next here? Dominic and AJ Styles
for the Intercontinental Championship. Yep, Dominic is defending. Who do you got, Chris?
I got Dominic because AJ Styles is his last year, isn't it? I thought I saw. It could be AI. Who knows? But I'm still going to go with Dominic because it makes more sense. If AJ Styles is on his way out the door, doesn't help out Dominic for him to lose unless he's going to start going for the big title. But I think it's too early for him to go for that. So I got Dominic Mysterio, and you know what? He does a good job. I got to say, as a child of the industry, and people could probably say, oh well, you know, it's pretty easy for him to get in, which, yes, it's easier than most, but he's doing a fantastic job, I think. So I got Dominic.
The Dirty Dom character, I think, he's really started to shine with it. And I think the Judgment Day as a whole is really clicking really well right now, I think.
I agree.
As a whole.
They're all champions.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they all have the gold right now is pretty cool. I, however, have AJ Styles winning. The reason I have AJ Styles winning is for the same reason that you have him losing. Because it's his last year, I think they're going to give him, even if it's a short run, I think they're going to give him some gold
okay.
before he goes out. So
I think Dirty Dom needs to go by Dirty Sanchez.
Well, with the mustache he has, it's fitting.
It's not the first time he probably got that reference.
All so right. Who do you have, Eli?
I have Dominic.
Okay.
Just for the fact of, okay, Dominic's on this push. He's held the title since winning it at Mania in a Fatal 4-Way. Also, AJ just came back to TNA. He was at Slammiversary.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Wait, so are they all one company now?
Well, TNA has they're working with WWE now. Okay. So you have a lot of, it's mostly NXT.
Yep.
That there's crossover, but every now and then. And the fact that, I mean, that's where AJ Styles really built his name was in TNA.
Sure, sure.
So the reason why I have that is Trick Williams is TNA champion, and there were talks of Styles and Trick for the TNA title at Bound for Glory.
Well, maybe
which
that's
is in
the belt,
October.
Then.
So Trick could come out and distract Styles, and Dom gets to win.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on the same wavelength as you on this one?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I feel like I have a good shot then. Thanks. When you're both against me, I'm losing because I don't know what the hell's
well,
going
okay.
on, I guess.
That's
I
fair.
Am the casual fan for those who are listening. He has a notebook full of notes. You have your own podcast on wrestling. I am the casual fan, even though I perform in wrestling, or I had. All right, what do we got next? Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu.
Yep, for the
steel cage. Sweet.
Steel cage match for the WWE US
so
Championship.
Fun.
Who you got, Chris?
Annie, Minnie. Solo.
Okay.
Because he's riding solo. He's riding solo.
Okay.
All right.
Throwback jams. Hot jams, girl.
Pretty good.
Eli, who do you got?
I'm going with Jacob becoming a two-time champ, and I feel like this is where we're going to see our Jimmy Superfly off the cage.
Oh, shit, that'd be cool.
Yep.
And Jacob's known for his moonsaults and his splashes anyway, so we got to have a SummerSlam moment somewhere.
Yep.
I feel like this would be it.
Okay.
I also have Jacob Fatu, so you're on your own with Solo.
So I'm wrong.
I just feel that's not necessarily true, though. It's like not. I mean, Eli and I don't think either of us have ever won the predictions for WrestleMania.
Actually, I did for 35.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We had a photo next to him in the chalkboard.
That's right. You did. Yep. But what I'm saying, point is it, I feel like SummerSlams can be just as unpredictable as Mania sometimes, where it just they throw a curveball at us. But I kind of agree with you. I think we're at a turning point in Jacob Fatu's career. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the point where they're going to strap a rocket to him because he is so gall darn good. I don't know. Like, it was one of those ones that I had heard the name before he got into WWE, but I didn't know anything about him.
Sure.
But, like, the moment he came out, I'm like, this guy is going to be a big deal. Like, this guy's going to be awesome. And I think they almost pumped the brakes just a little bit because I think they were like, okay, we're going a little too fast here. And this was the way to kind of like pump the brakes a bit. And now it's now they're saying, okay, now is the time.
I mean, at the same time, he is all gas and no brakes.
That is true. That is his saying.
Pretty soon it's just going to be the WWE Samoan Championship. However, Hawaii is part of America, so that's good.
There you go.
So it's still
American Samoa. Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
All right, now we go to
the ladies.
Ooh, the ladies, man.
Yeah. I make you a fifth sandwich.
Another good reference of a 90s movie.
That was really good.
All right, the Judgment Day. That's Raquel Rodriguez and okay versus Charlotte Flair. Looks like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm a little torn on this one because. Because I have AJ winning. Oh, I'm sorry. Chris, you go first. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize because you can go in any order. But I am going to go with Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss because that just sounds fun. And the Judgment Day is kind of boring. It's just another gothic group.
Okay.
But Charlotte Flair, I mean, she hasn't won anything in a while, has she?
No. And that's ironically why I have Alexa and Charlotte winning as well, because I think Charlotte's probably a little upset that she's not, doesn't have any gold on her right now, and probably getting a little. And I also have a weird fantasy booking thing here that it's going to be, they're going to lose their gold, Dominic's going to lose his gold, and then you have Finn standing tall still with his gold, so he can be like, oh, well, I've still got mine. And he's kind of trying to do that whole I'm in charge without saying I'm in charge thing. And I think this is a way to be like, oh, well, I don't know about you guys, but I still have mine type thing. So to keep that tension going in the group. So,
okay, so I'm kind of torn too. I actually have Roxanne and Raquel retaining.
Okay.
Only because, I mean, Bliss and Charlotte are starting to coexist a lot more. But at the same time, with Judgment Day still having all the gold, they're running Raw. Might as well keep the belts on them. Okay. And I'm also torn because otherwise Liv Morgan could come back and attack Roxanne.
Oh, that's true.
So that's the only way I can kind of see Charlotte and Bliss taking advantage of that situation.
Right. Because her injury wasn't that, I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't like
terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't like gone for a year bad.
Right, no.
So, cause I think she just dislocated it, didn't she? It wasn't like a full-out break.
Casual fan has a question.
What do you got?
Why are Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss teammates?
It was kind of a random pairing. And it was more of a, listen, basically Alexa went to Charlotte and said, I have a proposition for you. I want to win some gold. Let's do this. And they were both like, okay. And Charlotte was kind of like, fine, you know, so.
Okay. Well, that explains it. I mean, it kind of reminds me of John Cena and Shawn Michaels being teammates. Remember back?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, WWE is known for having mismatched. Yeah. Tag champions.
You know what really pisses me off, or doesn't piss me off, it's a pet peeve, is when they become a team and then they use like two of their names. It'd be like the Bliss Flair. I'd be like, that's lame as hell.
Yeah.
Or the Charlotte only time Bliss.
The flaring blisses.
Yeah, that's like lame as hell. Yeah.
I feel like the only time that really worked out was Jericho and Big Show when they were Jerry Show.
I don't know. That's pretty lame, too. I mean, Freddie Prinze have his hand like in that
RK
one?
RK-Bro was kind of cool.
I mean, yeah.
Riddle. RK-Bro was kind of fun. Okay.
I liked RK-Bro.
All right. Well, yeah, maybe we need Freddie Prinze Jr. back.
They just need the right combination. Or Team Hell No.
Yeah, like that was Kane good. Kane and Daniel Bryan.
But,
all right.
All right. Up next, we've got a no DQ, no count out, last chance Women's Intercontinental Championship match. The defending champion, Becky Lynch, taking on Lyra Valkyria. If Lynch wins, Valkyria can no longer challenge for the title while Lynch has it.
That's what throws me off here, because I would normally just say Becky right away, because then the whole, I can't challenge anymore. But
just when Becky has it, though.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm still going Becky Lynch. Didn't she just win at Mania? Is that what she won?
No. It was Money in the Bank.
Yep.
Money in the Skanks.
Yep.
Perfect. Who you got?
I'm actually going with Lyra, just for the fact that, it's her last chance, and normally...
It's her last chance?
Yeah, like as long as Becky's champion, so
gotcha, I thought maybe she was like, they're getting bored of her. This is her last chance.
I mean, like, normally when there is a last chance match for you going for a title, either you win it back, or you're just getting that little push up to, like, a world title match. So right now, I don't think Lyra's there yet for a world title push. So
I get her the IC title back.
So I was not a big fan of hers, of Lyra's, until this feud. Like,
oh gosh, I'm out again.
But
I can already tell.
This feud, but with Bayley involved too.
That was like a fun match at Evolution, though.
This whole trifecta thing with the three of them. So this is what I've got happening. I've got Bayley coming out.
Okay.
And, of course, we don't know, is she okay with Lyra? Is she not okay with Lyra? She's fine with Lyra, but ends up costing her the match by accident. So then, down the road, we're going to have Bayley. And she's going to be the one who takes the belt off Becky And then Lyra's going to go after Bailey in revenge, and that's where she's going to get her belt back. That's so my fantasy booking.
So who we got winning? Lyra?
Becky Lynch.
Oh, you do have Becky.
Yes.
Oh, so we're on the same
Sorry, that was a little bit of a roundabout way of getting there.
Yeah,
but yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I love long-term booking.
Well, Paul's the guy.
Yep.
Because I'm always like two shows out or two pay-per-views out. Paul's like six or more a year from now.
I mean, I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm already picturing, like, Clash in Paris already.
You know, the Wrestle Talk podcast, I love watching when they'll do, like, in June, they'll be like, let's predict what WrestleMania next year is going to look like. Exactly. Like, I love the seeing their thought process on the long-term booking. I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I should do that. That would be fun sometime. Do some real long-term booking. But, all right, moving on. Still about the women. Triple threat match. Women's World Championship. Naomi, the defending champion, versus Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky. Mr. Chris Jacobson, who do you have?
Fudge. When did Naomi win the title?
Evolution.
Yeah, literally like just 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, she's winning again. Sorry.
Especially since it was a cash-in, too, to win it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, Naomi wins. Easy. Easy peasy, Naomi wins.
She pretty much spoiled, like, one of the best, like, women's main events on a PLE.
Yeah, it was really good.
She just smacked her with that big old booty, and just boom.
I also have Naomi. I think it's too soon.
Too soon.
To take it off her. And because I really, I think they should have turned her heel years ago. She's fantastic as a heel, but and I think that if you
Naomi's a heel,
and I feel if they took it off of her already, that they're gonna take the wind out of those sails too quickly. So I have Naomi retaining, and it's gonna be because these Rhea and Io end up costing it for each other. So
I have mommy.
Yeah,
I have.
This just sounds so weird.
I have Rhea Ripley winning just for the fact at Clash in Paris, Stephanie Vaquer gets a title shot. And I would rather see...
Oh, that is a much bigger... That's a way better match. God darn it.
I have mommy. That's great.
Wow, here's me not looking out to the long term. That is way better. That is a much better marquee match. But I feel like they're going to save it, though.
I mean, they could.
I feel like that's almost like Mania.
What's the thing here?
Stephanie Vaquer won the...
What was that?
She's not on the card.
Okay.
But she won the Women's Battle Royal at Evolution, which was the all-women's pay-per-view.
Okay.
And then so she gets a future title shot at Clash in Paris against whoever was holding the world title at the time.
Yeah. Now there's a Clash in Paris?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
So the last couple of years, it's been Clash at the Castle.
Yeah.
So it was either in, what was it, Scotland last year?
Scotland, yep.
And
it was in London one year. Yep.
You would be so
now it's in Paris.
You know what would be sick is if they had the show under the Eiffel Tower.
Tower is in the logo, so.
Yeah, but what if it was outside by the Eiffel Tower?
No, that would be so. It's outside, though.
They should do it. That'd be so cool.
That's
a cool background in my mind.
It would be.
Just fantasy. What did I do? Fantasy stadium event book.
Hey, I wanted to get RCCW to do an event and call it Winona Havoc, like Halloween Havoc, and do it in the cemetery.
Dude, well, I mean, Levy Mania happened. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was right on the Mississippi River.
Yeah. Yep.
Coolest background they've ever had.
But they have that big flat area right when you go into Woodland Cemetery up there. And I thought it'd be so cool to do it like around Halloween and do it like a Halloween
Havoc. I don't think Woodland Cemetery would be down for
that. They would if it was a benefit for them.
Of course.
Because they need the money.
Okay, of course. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so what do we got here? I got Naomi. You got Naomi. And you had?
Mommy.
I got mommy.
We have mommy.
Yep.
Perfect. Hey, don't forget, Eli, we're over halfway done. You need to have your most obscure wrestling fact that you know.
Yep, don't forget about that.
So now we're coming up to, so now CM Punk fell down. Oh, no, it's World Heavyweight Championship. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay, so he's against Gunther. But didn't Gunther just win? No, wait. Who was he slap chopping everyone?
Well, Gunther did beat Jey Uso for the belt.
Okay.
And then he slapped around Goldberg for a few minutes at Saturday night's main event.
And then did Goldberg just smash his ass or what happened?
No.
And it was he beat Gunther.
He choked him out. Yeah.
Gunther choked out Goldberg.
It was Goldberg.
And Gunther wins that for sure.
That's kind of cool. I have Gunther as well. As much as I'm supporting and I love CM Punk, I just think Gunther's the.
You want kind stats. You want your stats to be good.
I just think he's the next big thing right now, and I think he's just the way to go. And as much as I think Punk is, at some point, Punk is going to win a belt. I just don't think it's the time yet because he's got time left. I think he still has like a couple of years left on his contract, and I feel like he's going to have a WrestleMania moment. Like that's where he's going to win a belt. It's not going to be at SummerSlam against Gunther, and Gunther's just too hot right now.
You think CM Punk still has another WrestleMania moment?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I think it's one of the reasons he came back. He didn't feel like he got it, so.
And he's getting yet another main event.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's going to be night one main event.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told Eli before you got here, CM Punk is just Bret Hart 2.0. Crybaby.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
Paul. I love your shirt, though. You're still sticking with him, but you got Gunther winning.
I'm a huge fan, but I also am a fan of the product, and I know that Gunther is the better.
That is true. Pick. You put your feelings aside when it comes to this.
I do.
You don't even care. You're just like, you know what? For the good of the company.
There you go.
Perfect.
What's best for business?
Dude, the next match. I just was reading.
Where's my prediction?
Yeah, he didn't get a prediction.
Oh shit! I thought you guys were already talking about that. But I'm a beach bum.
Apparently, and now you're. Your clipboard struck my foot.
So
foreign objects.
Yep.
So my gut has Gunther choking out Punk. But I'm throwing around the idea of I think Seth Rollins is faking his injury.
Oh yeah, that's right. I had even thought about this too.
So Punk somehow beats Gunther. Rollins comes out.
Cashes in.
Oh, he's got that's right. He's at the Money in the Bank, isn't he?
Doesn't want to see Punk as champion.
I did think of this too. I thought of this earlier today, and I should have written my note. I should have had notes, and I.
So that's where
I didn't take notes. Yeah, so
that's where I'm kind of split.
Because I did think
I want
of this too.
To retain, but at the same time, another SummerSlam moment would be Seth faking.
The whole thing was faking. He cashes in
because he didn't necessarily say if he's out.
No, and they've done very good with not. I mean, Paul Heyman hasn't said it. Bronson and Brock or Breaker have not said it. They have not said anything online. You're right. Like they've never full out said
he's going to be.
Seth
out
is injured and he's out for this period of time. They've just been like, oh, he got hurt, and they've just kind of left it vague.
Well, Paul's about to change his prediction.
Don't you love it when I throw in a curveball like that?
Well, to be completely honest, we could still have Gunther winning and get cashed in on. I mean, well, and I'm saying...
It's Gunther, though.
Well, what my point is what could end up happening is Seth tries what he did at Mania, tries to turn it into a triple threat, ends up backfiring on him because of Punk, so then that rivalry continues. Because I don't think that rivalry needs a belt.
No.
You know, so I think that Gunther could just kind of be the like helping kind of to push that forward. Mm-hmm. He's going to win, move on to something else, but we could still get that cash in, but then it just causes the Punk and Rollins rivalry to keep fanning the flame on that. So, I don't know.
Well, Paul, you sticking with yours?
I'm sticking with Gunther. I'm not going to change. No backtracking.
So then where are you at, Eli?
Right now, Punk.
Okay. Right. Okay. We're probably losing.
Big main event. Big match feel.
All right. Speaking of big match feel.
Dude, this next one, I was reading. I'm like,
Randy Orton and Jelly Roll versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. And as much as this sounds like just bonkers shit, I am actually really looking forward to this. Because I've been reading. Apparently, Jelly Roll has been training for months for this.
like 2 or 3 months now, yeah.
Yeah, and he's been working with Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker.
Oh, wow.
To train, apparently.
Didn't he lose some weight, too?
Oh, he's lost a ton of weight. He's I didn't recognize when he was in the ring, and until it finally said Jelly Roll, I was like, who is that? And then it said Jelly Roll, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, he's lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, like the actual artist, Jelly Roll. Yeah.
He's no longer a Jelly Roll. He's
going to just be a fruit salad soon.
So
he's healthy.
I don't know. Who do you got?
Well, I wish that there was someone. I wish that there was another musical artist against him, because you actually have two wrestlers facing Randy Orton and a non-wrestler. Although he's been training, he's not a wrestler. He's not on the superstar roster.
No.
But I still have Randy Orton and Jelly Roll winning, because I don't think you have Jelly Roll losing. He's too likable.
Yeah.
So if he loses, and you want Logan Paul to get heat, and I assume Drew McIntyre's a heel now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's been a heel for a while, yeah.
Yeah, so I got Randy Orton and Jelly Roll. I just wish that I love Logan Paul, so I don't want Logan Paul out of the mix because he's so good. But to me, Logan Paul seems like the Jelly Roll of his team just because he's a YouTube star, but he's really good. He's better than people probably give him credit for.
Oh, way better.
I just wish it was like
champion already. So.
What's that?
Yep. So he's a former U.S. champion.
Yeah, already. I know. But yes, definitely Randy Orton, Jelly Roll. I just wish there was another person that matched Jelly Roll's whatever. Like maybe Morgan Wallen would be on the other team or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But, you know, remember back in the day, what was it, like Hog Wild, where it was Hogan and...
Oh, okay, so I already know. So this is where my knowledge is, too.
Okay.
Okay, so you're thinking Road Wild.
Close enough, I was Hog Wild. Close enough,
and it was still in Sturgis, it was still outside, but you're thinking it was Hogan and Bischoff and DDP and Jay Leno.
Yes, that's
what it was. Oh, my gosh, those days of WCW were so trash.
That was Road Wild.
That was Road Wild. So bad.
And in the month before at Bash at the Beach, it was Hogan and Rodman.
Yeah.
Who was Dennis Rodman wrestled. That's right.
Who was just coming off of that 6 Chicago Bulls win with Jordan.
Yep.
And it was DDP and Karl Malone.
Dude, so that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
that's right. Yep. Carl, they were getting really weird with trying to bring in celebrities for a while.
There. Well, that was
here
hot.
Comes the fun. But now here comes the funny part, though.
I thought it was ridiculous because they looked so bad in the ring.
It was ridiculous, but Rodman's got character.
Well, but the point is like you have a guy like Jelly Roll right now who's legitimately been training for months in the ring.
Well, this is
how many months do you think Karl Malone spent training to be a professional wrestler? March.
What are we talking, 27 years ago? It's a different story.
I understand that, but it was so bad. Oh, and then David Arquette.
Yep.
Winning the championship.
Well, that's different, yes.
Yeah, but that was...
It was WCW trash.
Yeah, but he won the championship. Rodman and Karl Malone did not win the championship.
Well, it couldn't be any worse than Russo.
But the best thing is Rodman and Karl Malone were going against each other in the finals in the NBA at the same exact time. That's good storyline. So I'm a storyline guy, as you guys know, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And it got a lot more of the public's eye on... WCW as a product at the time.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like Jelly Roll.
I get why they did it. I'm just not behind it.
So I think there should be at the same time with that. So they were promoting the tag team match in WCW on Leno.
Oh,
so last week they were promoting Jelly Roll as co-hosting. What was it?
Kimmel.
Yep. Same way.
And he choke slam
yep.
Logan Paul through the table.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But that was one of the gnarliest. I mean, he landed on his freaking head. Like, it looked gnarly.
See, Logan Paul is really good at that kind of stuff. So, yes. Yeah. Okay, well, I just think that there should be someone opposite of Jelly Roll that is the same.
So you have RK Roll winning.
is that the new name?
No,
but WWE will come up with it.
That's what I have them down as to as RK.
Yes, great minds think alike. Right?
Well, yeah, I do have Randy Orton and Jelly Roll. So, what do you guys got?
Go ahead.
RK Roll.
The Jelly Hole.
I got Jelly Roll pinning Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, I've got RK Roll winning, and I have. What I'm predicting is going to happen is we're going to get some crazy, wicked out of nowhere RKO on Logan Paul, mm-hmm. but then Randy's going to tag in Jelly Roll and let him get the win.
Yeah, I mean, that's great booking.
Or Jelly Roll hits Logan with a choke slam again.
That could be. Or an RKO.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe he gives him an RKO, and then Randy's like, yeah! You know, just who knows.
I like that. I look forward to that one.
It's going to be good storytelling, and it's going to be a feel-good match. That's really what it's there for. And,
okay, all so we all have the same thing?
Yep. Meatball. Social. All have RK Roll. Yep, social.
Social. Hey! Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, another women's match.
All right.
Tiffany Strap-On versus Jade Cargill.
Hey, remember, Tiffany's a Minnesota girl.
Did I say her name wrong?
You did.
Oh, Tiffany Stratton. I'm sorry.
This isn't rated R, but I mean.
It's rated X.
Remember, prior late girl.
Which one?
Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah, she's Minnesota.
All right, cool. I'm going with her just because of that fact.
Yep. I also have her winning. Just as much as I know that they really wanted to strap a rocket on Jade Cargill, I'm sorry, she still hasn't proved herself. I think Tiffany Stratton is just, she's too good. Mm-hmm. I think she was one of those ones they weren't expecting to be this good, but they're actually rolling with it. They're like, okay, first off, everyone loves her. You know, she's got the swagger. She's got the look. She's really good in the ring. And I just think as much as they were hoping Jade Cargill was going to be that, she still just looks clunky in the ring. I'm sorry. She just...
Clunky.
She looks good because she looks jacked. Like she's ripped and she has the look. But when she's in the ring, I mean, her mic skills aren't terrible, but in the ring, it just looks like she doesn't know what she's doing. You know, so I don't know.
How'd that go, Eli?
I don't know. So I also have Tiffany. Who do you got?
Tiff.
Oh, social again.
I was almost going to go with Cargill.
Eli, why did you pick Eli? Why did you pick Tiffany?
I mean, Tiffany's just been great so far as champion.
And I love that the only reason I picked her, she's from Minnesota. Perfect, circler.
There you go.
I mean, she does have one of the prettiest moonsaults ever.
It's literally called the prettiest moonsault is her finisher.
Oh, really?
She literally jumps to the second rope, then bounces herself up to the third rope, and then moonsaults.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's very acrobatic.
I mean, she's perfected it, too. It looks really good.
And I totally agree. Like, despite Jade winning Queen of the Ring against Asuka, who is a seasoned vet right now, I agree. I don't think Jade's not there yet.
No, and who knows? Maybe Bianca comes out and finally betrays her. And that's what costs her the match.
That could be something.
So, but anyway. So, we already said once big match, but now we really get to the big match feel.
My favorite.
Because you can't see him. Da, 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 da. John Cena.
And last time, Nick Toole said.
Yes, he did.
Sucks. Well, you know what? He won that one, too.
Yep. But John Cena taking on Cody Rhodes in a street fight for the undisputed WWE Championship with shenanigans.
A lot of shenanigans.
What do you mean with shenanigans?
He wouldn't sign the contract on Friday. Cena wouldn't do it. He said my movie schedule, I'm too tired. I just don't think now is the time. We're going to have to set up a match for another time. I'm not going to do SummerSlam. And then Cody beat the snot out of him, put him through a table. He was literally unconscious. He grabbed Cena's hand, put a pen in his hand, and made him sign the contract.
It's not legit.
But WWE said it was.
Who in WWE?
In a tweet, they put it out and said, it's official.
There's
still ink on the paper, so it still counts.
Yeah, well, then you know what? Vince McMahon's coming back.
What? Well, here is a very long-winded, very far-fetched fantasy booking I have here.
Oh, let's hear it. I love it.
Cody wins.
Okay.
John fights it, saying, well, technically, I didn't sign the contract, so this was not sanctioned, and I don't have to give up the belt.
And it was still voided.
And so it gets voided that Cody won, even though he won.
What does The Rock come out and play a part in this at all?
And I'm wondering if he has a part in it. But then there's also a part of me that thinks that now is also could be the time that Cody finally turns. Because he's getting kind of nasty. He's fighting a little dirtier. Mm-hmm. He's using weapons when he wouldn't before.
Yeah.
I feel at some point here, and this is where I'm torn because I'm like, I don't know if this is it yet. But it could be. This could be the time that The Rock comes out. Cody finally sells his soul to The Rock, ends up winning the championship. This is John's opportunity to go out as a face because he's done in December. So maybe this is his shift to finally turn back, and then Cody goes heel.
But what does he do until December?
He fights the power. Really.
Fight the power. Fight the power.
I don't know. Like, is this the moment? I don't know. It almost feels too soon. But at the same time, if it was Vince still, I'd say it's not yet.
Right.
Because he'd save it for Mania or something. But with Triple H at the helm, he could totally swerve us and turn Cody. That's
true. Triple H has been known to do that.
Yeah.
Plus, at the same time, SummerSlam is in Jersey, or technically New York, too, because it's at MetLife.
I mean, it's two nights.
Oh, it's outdoor?
Yep.
Oh, sure.
And the fans are more hardcore over there anyway, so they would love...
Yeah, I mean, Cena wins, we riot.
They're Mania leveling SummerSlam now, you know, two nights and everything.
That's awesome, though. That gives you something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
So I'm torn. So what do you think?
Oh, John Cena wins, obviously. Okay. All right. Because my whole thing is I think they're going to bring it down to the last pay-per-view. Is he taking the title with him? I think that's the better storyline. It's just me. Fighting the power sounds lame. I don't know. Sorry, Paul. I love you, though.
No. And I'm not saying that that is what they're going to do, and I don't know if I'd want that anyway, but I'm thinking that might be what they do.
But see, like, I was invested back in, 2012, where CM Punk's like, if I win, I'm taking the belt with me.
Oh,
and we tuned in for that, right?
But I just feel like John himself wants to go out as a face, not as a heel.
Sure, yes.
Because you can see it in his face. Like, everyone's still holding out their hands, and he, like, won't do it. But you can literally see it in his face that it's not killing him. It's killing him inside, but he's doing a great job.
But the fans are getting behind it, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes it worse, because then they're like, yeah! And he's like, I'm not going to do it. I can't do that. It's bittersweet for me, because it's just like, because you know he wanted to do this. He's wanted to be a heel for so many years. But at the same time, he's like, I don't know if this is what I wanted to go out.
His entrance is kind of badass, which just says John Cena. Yeah. However, I think they should go back to like his Word Life music.
Oh, like Dr. Thugonomics.
Thugonomics.
Yeah.
Because that's just like more like.
When Punk came out? You know?
Yeah. I mean, that was good. The SmackDown awesome. And Saudi, that was great.
I got to say, though, that match, I mean, it had a decent storyline, but CM Punk looked like a sandbag out there.
He got tired. He did.
Oh, shit, he did. And Cena can squat a ton of weight, and it made him look like he was couldn't hardly put him over on certain ones.
All right, who do you got, Eli?
All right, who you got? I got John Cena. Sorry, guys. I'm on John Cena.
You're stuck like me, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I actually have Cody turning heel.
Okay.
Because if you also notice, Cody's been wearing the Rolex that The Rock gave him.
Yep, I noticed that too.
Ooh, subtle hints.
It is a street fight, so anything goes. So plenty of shenanigans.
He can finally get down and dirty. Yep.
And also, so my wife's not as big as a wrestling fan as I am, but she has her favorite. She has her favorites too.
She loves her.
But at the same time, she loved Cody as a darker hair.
Oh, sure. Yep.
So if he fully turns corporate and he brings back the darker hair, that would be great.
That's actually a really good idea. So you have Cody.
I have Cody.
You've got Cena.
But my Cena's pretty biased.
it boils down to which direction they're going to go. And mm-hmm. As much as I don't feel it's quite right yet, I'm in the same boat as you, and I think this is where Cody's finally turning. I think it's going to go south really fast, and yeah, I also have Cody. And let, or watch us get incredibly swerved, and this is where Rollins cashes in.
Right, I was almost thinking that too, though.
So and then screws over Cody.
Yep.
Which then even more drives him.
I mean, Rollins, to be bad. Cody again inside Hell in a Cell, say Crown Jewel in Australia would be something.
Could be really good too. So, but yeah, I got Cody. You got Cody. You got Cena.
I think it's coming down to the wire. They're going to be pushed off to that last one. I don't know how they'll make him face if that's actually what's going to happen, which would make the most sense. You're right. Yeah. Because he's still going to do the whole, you know, make-a-wish things and stuff like that. Yeah. How they're going to make him into a face, I don't know, but I think it'll come down the wire so we all watch. Because if he all of a sudden loses now, then now what? Does he get a rematch clause? Is that even a thing anymore?
Not really.
Yeah, no. They haven't really pushed that anymore, have they?
No. Huh. Also, at the same time, I mean, Cena, if you can tell on some shows and where he's kind of contemplating, was this the right idea? Should I hit him with the chair? Should I hit him with the low blow? Shouldn't I do this? Shouldn't I do that?
There's going to be something fun. Maybe it's that Survivor Series.
He's still kind of contemplating.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what, Eli? Just remember, the reason why your belt spins is because of John Cena.
It is.
Also, put that in the picture because I don't think we can see that. Bring that into the photo. No, you got to put it like on your lap because they can't. The audience can't see that. So, Eli is a man of many belts.
Yes.
And you actually gave one away one time.
I did.
Yeah, so you did win once. And that was the one time, like, that's I really want to win. I don't care about the money. I'm like, you brought, like, was it an authentic belt?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one was it?
Actual WWE Championship belt.
Which one?
And signed by Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Oh, that diminished it.
I like it.
Just kidding. Actually, I was in the ring with Brutus. Remember when he chopped off someone's hair at the Black Horse?
Yep.
That's actually where I got a sign, too. That's hilarious. That same Black Horse show.
He was in the bar eating and drinking before all that happened.
That's funny.
So, grand total, I even did the count before, like, earlier today. I have 16.
16 belts?
16 belts. So
you would have had 17 had Paul not taken one from you. When can you cash in your Money in the Bank on him?
I don't know.
Do you have a Money in the Bank briefcase?
I don't.
Oh, what? So he can't.
I don't.
Can't.
Yeah, we'll strap it up on the ceiling somewhere.
There we go.
Yeah, so you gave away a belt at one of our parties, like, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, I think? No, 3 years ago.
Three.
Because my dad had the photo.
Two or three. Yep. So the reason why I did that, so my wife and I moved, and I thought at first, like, to our new place, I wouldn't have the room for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay, maybe I, you know, give away one. We're all wrestling fanatics. Having a belt is, like, always a dream.
And you got the authentic ones. Like, you're not messing around.
No. I mean, when I was a kid, so I used to have the old bald eagle. So not the wing but the cookie shape.
Yeah, the Stone Cold.
Yeah, the Stone
eagle.
Cold.
Oh, those are Stone Cold Eagle. One. One. Yeah,
those are more of a big circle. Yeah.
Yep, those are good
so,
ones.
When I was younger, I had the kind of like the plastic Walmart one. So I had like a. Like the figurines.
It was almost like foam.
Yeah.
It was like styrofoam.
Yep.
Yeah, more than it was like the leather or anything.
So I had that one, and my buddies and I would play NFL Blitz on 64 on the weekends.
Nice.
And we would do a tournament, and whoever won the tournament get to keep the belt for a week.
Oh, I like that.
That's a fun little thing.
You got a blitz here, don't you?
It's right behind your head that the audience can't see.
Maybe it's time to bring the blitz tournament back.
Yeah, well, now I got a question. Now, you got the John Cena spinner belt. Yep. You got the John Cena shirt on, but you chose Cody Rhodes.
I did.
And just like you chose the Gunther over.
Just because we like them doesn't mean we think that they're the right pick for the timing of where we're at.
All right. Well, okay. So before we end this podcast, because we're coming up to the close here, you still have to give us your fun fact.
Mean,
however,
I still have a little swerve too.
Oh,
in this match?
No, actually,
something else.
So SummerSlam's okay at what? 10 matches.
Yep.
2 nights, so that's 5 and 5, right?
Yep.
So what if they added 2 more matches each and have it 7 and 7? So I picked 4 matches that could possibly still be added since we still got a week left.
Yeah, we do.
So these are my picks.
Okay.
I have Damian Priest against Aleister Black. they've been feuding lately.
They have been. Well, I know who I'd pick, but it's under duress, so.
I have the World Tag Team titles being on the line between Balor and McDonough against the LWO since they won.
They just won. Yep.
So that LWO, the Latino World Order?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're still around?
Yep.
Ray brought them back. How many years ago now?
Like three or four years ago.
That's cool.
And they're all fantastic. That's the thing is all those Lucha guys are so stinking good in the ring.
And they just bought AAA.
Yep. Yep.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So all those wrestlers, superstars, wrestlers.
Yep.
As well, I also have Julia, who is the women's U.S. champion.
Oh, that's right.
A match at SummerSlam against I don't know who, but. My considered dream match would be Asuka.
Ooh, that'd be good. Who is Chelsea feuding with right now?
So that was the other match I had.
Oh, kind of okay. Sorry, got ahead of myself.
Yep. So Chelsea, Piper Niven, and Alba Fire against Stephanie Vaquer and the Bellas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because Bree said she's ready for a return. She's just waiting for the call. She did just say that.
So if she gets the call,
that'd be fun.
This upcoming week,
that would be fun.
Yeah,
I would like that.
Six women take.
Okay. So do we have to predict all those?
No.
No.
We have to do. Tune into your podcast because maybe those matches will be announced.
Exactly. So yeah. So make sure you tune in to the Still Real to Me podcast, which will be coming out the Thursday before. So we'll have a little more knowledge. The only show we wouldn't have seen yet would be the SmackDown before, which I feel at that point. There might be some weird rogue match, but typically there hasn't been like a day before match announced in a while. So,
well, then my last question for both of you, what's your favorite SummerSlam moment? Do you have one?
Oh, I do.
I already wrote that down.
Okay, what do you got?
Dude, and we never talked before this either. Just contacted me like yesterday. Like, let's do this. I'm like, let's do it.
I mean, it is SummerSlam. Everyone brought up their favorite Mania.
Yep.
So I rewatched the podcast with Nick. I have favorite SummerSlam, 2003.
Would that be The Rock then?
No, was 2002.
Okay.
So 03 had Kane and RVD, no holds barred. Kane was just unmasked.
Okay.
Shane McMahon against Eric Bischoff. Yeah, that was a match. Yeah.
Perfect.
Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle. For the WWE title.
What a match, too. That was a great match.
And it also had the second Elimination Chamber.
Oh.
Where Triple H finally retained. And you also had Goldberg. Kevin Nash had short hair then.
Okay.
Jericho.
Did he blow his knees out in that one?
I don't think he did.
Oh, good for him.
I know. I was kind of surprised by that, too. also had Orton.
Okay.
And Shawn Michaels.
Jeez. It's a good match.
Because Shawn won the first one and might as well be in the second one.
Mine's more of a moment than it is the full event.
And I did ask for a moment.
Yep. No, and that's fine. But
that's okay because Eli already had his whole thing.
Mine was British Bulldog. Winning. Winning.
92.
It was 90. I think it was 92. But yeah, it was the British Bulldog. It was in England too, so this was a huge deal for him, and he beat Bret Hart for the IC belt, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was the main event too.
Yeah. So it was Bret Hart versus the British Bulldog, and Bret put British Bulldog over in his home country to win the IC belt. It was a great match. Fun fact: they had everything worked out ahead of time, and British Bulldog got so nervous the night before that he got drunk off his ass.
I remember.
And then the next day he was so hungover he couldn't remember a thing about the match. So Bret had to carry him through the entire match because he didn't remember a thing.
I also had a couple other SummerSlam matches. Undertaker versus Edge, Hell in a Cell 2008. And John Cena versus Daniel Bryan from 2012.
Okay.
Bryan finally won the belt. That was the turn of the Authority.
Yep.
Because Triple H was referee and Orton cashed in because he was Money in the Bank.
Wasn't the Undertaker versus the Undertaker match at a SummerSlam?
That was 94.
Taker versus Taker.
They had the good Taker or the fake right. Taker versus the real Taker.
Yeah.
Fake Taker was Bryan Adams, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, it was.
Fun fact for everyone. Whoever the hell Bryan Adams is.
So did you come up with your fun fact?
Hold on, I didn't get to say my.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. What's your SummerSlam moment,
really
Chris?
I don't know any good ones. Hold on, what happened in 98?
98 was Stone Cold Taker, Highway to Hell.
So that one stands out in my mind. Here's why. Because I remember the Highway to Hell, and then the whole thing would be up on the screen. But then my buddy Brett and I, we would go to...
Brett Hurley?
Yep.
Hi, Brett.
Shut up, Brett. So him and I, we would go. My mom worked with a guy that was able to get the pay-per-views at his house. And we would just pay him the $20. Yeah. So Brett would have 10, I would have 10. And I remember that summer we went over to his house and it was Taker versus Stone Cold. Didn't Stone Cold have like a wrap on his arm? Was that a different time against Taker where he had like a staph infection in his elbow? But anyways,
I remember that. I don't remember but I remember that.
It was
happening
around that time, though.
Yeah, it was around that time. I'm just not sure when. Because then there was also, wasn't there a feud with Taker, Kane, and also Stone
Cold?
That
was a month later.
Okay. Yep. So that era is what I remember. The ones you guys were talking about, I don't remember that well. So,
I'm old. I'm sorry.
No. I was talking about the newer stuff.
I'm right there with you, though, because I didn't start watching wrestling until 97.
Sure, so you've been right there. And that's kind of when I started. Was like 96,
I started
97.
In the 80s. I'm old.
Yeah, you are. You're so elderly.
I'm 89, baby. So.
But I do remember the Highway to Hell whole situation. That was really fun. But now we are on to Eli and his fun facts that he knows more than anybody else. Do you have one yet? Gosh.
Maybe not, but I mean, at the same time, if this was our Mania prediction show that I was supposed to be on in the first place...
You sat out.
I know.
The way you just phrased it made it sound like we cut him out, and he declined.
No, I pretty much had to decline.
That is true.
I could name every single Mania main event.
Dang.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But we're going to save that for the Still Real to Me podcast.
Hold on. WrestleMania 8, who's the main event?
Ooh.
8. Was Hogan Sid Vicious or Justice?
Yeah, Sid Justice.
He could be making that up. No, you guys go fact check
correct.
Eli. You go
he's
fact
check. He's
correct. Because Papa Shango came out.
Late.
Ultimate Warrior came out.
Yep.
Holy.
And it ended up being like a DQ finish.
Well, yeah, because that was the first time that anyone kicked out of Hulk Hogan's leg drop because he had to, because Papa Shango missed his cue to come out because he was supposed to break up the pin, but he came out late. So Sid was like, I have to kick out because he's not here. So everyone was just like, oh, my gosh, someone just kicked out of the leg drop. And that was like,
hey, there's a moment.
Mind blowing. Yep. So
my dad was a huge Hogan red and yellow. When I started watching, or when he got me to start watching, he was NWO already.
He was Hollywood.
So
yeah,
he was telling fans to stick it instead of eat your vitamins, say your prayers.
And take your steroids.
That too. But
that was the underlying tone
we don't talk about.
We do talk about that here on the podcast. Well, you guys, this has been really fun. I love doing these wrestling. I know I'm so casual, which makes it fun for me because you guys could go back and forth, tell us facts over facts, and I'm coming here. I'm like, yeah, she's from Minnesota. I'm circling that one. And you know what's funny is I'm the guy that wrestled. But I'm the casual fan. But you know what? It's a performance, and so I'm more into the performance aspect of it. But
hey, I got put through a table for you. Just
you
don't,
did.
Don't forget that.
You know, you guys should go Google that because Paul got put through a table for me back in, what was it, 2019?
Okay. Yeah, it was right
pre-COVID.
Before COVID. Yep.
Gosh, that's six years ago already.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, Chase McCoy, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
I still owe you one.
I went to my first WWE PLE in 2019, too.
What's
DLC.
That was in Minneapolis, wasn't it?
What's a PLE?
premium live event. Oh, pay-per-view.
Premium.
I'm starting to get used to saying PLE instead of pay-per-view.
Yeah. Is that what they call them nowadays?
PLEs, yeah.
Yeah, premium, because they're not pay-per-view, because you just, as long as you have Peacock, you can watch it.
You know what, if you have to...
You don't have to pay $50 for one night of SummerSlam.
You have to pay $10 for the month, and then you'll forget to cancel, and it costs you in the long run.
Yeah, well.
Perfect. That's how they get you.
Yep.
Once it's over, it was over, and your money was done, and you didn't get stuck with the subscription anymore. But anyways, anything else you guys want to add for the SummerSlam?
No, I'm just looking forward to it. Like, and the funny thing is I think going through all these matches, like, a little more in depth has made me more excited for it. Because there were some good ones here, but now that we've broken it down, I'm like, oh, okay, that's going to be good, and there's so many question marks. So, yeah.
And you know what? Today, being 95 degrees with a heat index of like 107, SummerSlam is here.
Yes, it is.
Because it took me about 3 hours to get this garage down to like 75 degrees.
From feels great right now. It's perfect. It does.
And we're all in shorts.
Yeah, we're all in shorts. This has been fun, though. Eli, I want to thank you for coming on in.
Thank you for having me on.
Paul, still real to me, Paul. It's always a pleasure to have you in as well. And it sounds like you and me and Eli are all coming on to yours.
Yes, so the Still Real Meats podcast is going to drop next Thursday before SummerSlam, and we will have a couple of more episodes of WWE television down. So if anything changes, we'll cover that in the podcast.
Well, that's awesome. Well, guys, I can give you a cheers. I know, Paul, you're kind of out already, but to Mike, Eli, pour a couple more in there so we can at least cheers.
A little bit of... There, I got a little bit of Kona
premium,
left.
premium to my beach bums. There we go. Happy SummerSlam week, boys.
SummerSlam.
And for those who are listening, please like, share, subscribe, comment, let your friends know about this. You never know who's coming on. It could be WrestleMania predictions. It could be podcast talk. It could be history talk. We don't know. But tune in next week for another episode of Brews and Cruise. Cheers.
Cheers.
Perfect.